Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing the call.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Program is the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to come into your workspace, so delighted to come into your living room area, and then thirdly, glad to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And my condolences once again go out to my sister, Sister Clark and family, who lost her cousin on last evening. And I pray go out to maybe someone that might lost a relative on last night or this morning or today. My prayers and condolences go out to you and you and you, and may God just lift your spirits at this time that you're going through. We know that God is able to bring us through any circumstance that we might be facing. So I just thank God for you, and I will continue to keep my prayers before the Lord in your behalf. All righty, I will be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. And before we go into any further preliminaries, I would just like those of you that will to bow your heads as we acknowledge our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We want to welcome God. We want to acknowledge God. Every time I come across these airways, I want to acknowledge God, because he is worthy to be praised. And I have to implement God in everything that concerns my life. That is my first attentive to do, is to acknowledge God in all that we do. And the Word of God tells us that he will direct our path. So without any further ado, I'm asking you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. But we know that you have lying in wait, a reserve, a mansion that's not built by human hands, but you are his craftsman, you are his creator, you are his architect, God. But until you crack those clouds, one of these old historical days, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you to grace me, Father, with me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name, and we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And our lines are open. You have any prayer petitions that you would like to call in and have the Old Ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, You are most certainly encouraged to do so at the conclusion of our program. And if you have any comments, you have any remarks about the Old Ship of Zion, if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, we welcome your calls, we welcome your comments, and may God richly bless you. Don't be shy. I'm a woman of God, and I love you with all of my heart and soul. I want you to know that out there, my digital listening audience on tonight, you're welcome to call in. I love you and God loves you. And this is a God-ordained ministry. And I take it seriously. I take it as seriously as my life. And so, like I said, I welcome your calls and your comments. You can either send me a postcard and let me know how I'm doing. I welcome your comments. And God welcomes your comments as well. So don't be shy. And those numbers on our bulletin board or our monitor is 646-200-3074. I guess call-in number is 877-598-8654. Those numbers again, 646-200-3074. And I guess call-in number is 877-598-8654. Hallelujah. Well, we'll go on now on into our scheduled program. And like I first stated, I'll be with you 30 minutes on the clock. And our sermon entitled on tonight is Divine Wisdom and Favor. I'll say that one more time. Divine wisdom and favor. Now we find out in the second law of Chronicles 9, the glory of Solomon is set before us. And when it came to his kingdom's replenishment and beauty, nothing was spared. All the nations on the earth allegedly sought Solomon for his wisdom and came to behold the majesty of his kingdom. Even the queen of Sheba was overwhelmed, saying that even the report she heard did not do justice to what her eyes beheld. That's verse 4 through 6. The queen praised was not to be taken lightly. Sheba was one of the names of the great kingdoms that arose and flourished in Africa, known in Ethiopians annual as Makeda. This great queen had traveled far to confirm reports that Solomon's kingdom had surpassed hers. Perhaps assuming that report on Solomon were exaggerated at best or at worst, she endeavored to set the record straight. She asked hard questions to prove his wisdom, but what she saw and heard took her breath away. Being thoroughly convinced of the grace that was upon him, the queen acknowledged Solomon and his God, admitting she had not believed what she had been told. Verse 6. She repented and blessed the Lord who set Solomon upon the throne. And she acknowledged that because God loved Israel, he placed Solomon on the throne to do judgment and justice. Verse 8. God raised a king and a nation to the pinnacle of influence and power when it sought divine wisdom above earthly riches. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because Solomon asked for wisdom, he didn't ask for riches or fame or power. So God added these things along with the great wisdom for which the king was known. Hallelujah. We know that the favor of God come to rest upon those who seek the wisdom that comes from above. The signs of that wisdom is evident with power sufficient to compel others to confess the greatness of God. Every acknowledgement may not be as forthright as the one made by the Queen of Sheba, but the wisdom and favor of God resting upon a consecrated, the will not goes. Hallelujah. And we're talking about divine wisdom and favor of God. And we know that in order to receive divine favor of God, it causes one to be obedient to God. In order to receive divine favor from God, we must be obedient. We must be prayerful. And we must continually in the will of God. Do as he instructed us to do according to his command and his doctrine. Don't add anything or don't take away. And when we do those things, it's nothing that we can ask our Father for, and he will not give it unto us. Now we're going to go now into our key scripture reading on tonight. That's coming out of the law, 1 Samuel 18 and 5. We found, hallelujah, David went out wherever Saul sent him and behaved wisely, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people. That's found in the law of 1 Samuel 18 and 5. And we know that as messengers of Christ, and that's what we are, we might have titles as prophetess, elders, evangelists, bishops, apostles, priests, chaplains, whatever your title might be, it all boiled down to one word, and that's messenger. We are messengers and steward and stewardess of Jesus Christ. And God has given each and every one that desire an itinerary, and he's looking for us to carry out his will and his way. And if God felt like that we wasn't equipped for the job, then guess what? God would not have given it to you and I. But God knows that we're able, as long as we keep our feet planted and we keep our mind stayed on God. Don't get off track. Don't look back. Don't take your hand off the plow. But keep your hand to the plow. Keep looking forward. Don't look back and turn into a pillar of salt. But you look forward. You keep on moving. Keep trusting in God, no matter what the circumstance might be. No matter how hard the battle. Because we know that the battle is not ours. But the battle is the Lord. That's who the battle is. And I would like to make this reservation. Why do smart people do not so smart things? Anybody have an answer for that? We find out that time after time, I hear sad stories about people with a high IQ, but fall short in the area of moral discernment. It leads them to tragic results. Obviously, a good brain isn't enough to keep a person from making bad choices. And we know that this contradicts the belief of some that better education can solve social ills. We find out the reason goes like this. If we educate people about the dangers of blank, they won't do it. and thus will be spared from unpleasant, unintended consequences. But experience and the Bible tells something different. In fact, the smartest man who ever lived could serve as a poster boy for bad choices. We find out that ancient Israel, and we're talking about King Solomon, the author of much of the book of Proverbs. He wrote, "Keep your heart with all diligence," 4:23. "And wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding." It's 14:33. And despite knowing the connection between the heart and wisdom, the king disobeyed God by marrying a foreign woman who turned his heart after other gods. We find out in 1 Kings 11:4, "As a result, the Lord said, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you." Verse 11. And the ability to make good decisions, it demands a heart devoted to God. And you must have a devoted mind to live for God, to serve God in the area in which you are called or you are placed. Hallelujah. We shouldn't let family, our friends, constituents, anyone, distort our mind from living for God and doing the will of our Father that he's called us to do. And we is to serve God diligently with a sincere heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that the smartest people know that God knows best. Hallelujah. And we also know 4 times in 1 Samuel 18, the writer tells us that David behaved wisely. That's verse 5 and 14, and then 15 to 30. In fact, he behaved more wisely, the Bible tells us, than all the servants of Saul. So that his name became highly esteemed. That's verse 30. The phrase highly esteemed suggests an unusual respect. David was honored by all the people, but more significantly, he was highly respected by those in Saul's court who were impressed by his noble character. And we know as Christians come to know Jesus through obedience to his word, they will begin to display qualities of character that set them apart from others. For true wisdom is to live like Christ. It is more than common sense. It is uncommon favor. And that's our theme on tonight. Divine wisdom and favor. And in order to get divine wisdom and favor, you have to be a woman or man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. James said that the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Then it's peaceable. It's gentle. Willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrite. This gracious way of making our way through the world can come only from above. So we find out that David's experience can be our experience as well. God's promise to him is also true for believers today. He said, I will instruct you, cause you to be wise, and teach you in the way you should go. That's found in the law of Psalms 32:8. And I'd like to ask you and you and you that is out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight. Are you learning to behave wisely? Hallelujah. Be like Jesus, this my son, in the home and in the throne. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. Our character is only as strong as our behavior. In ending, I hope and I pray I've said something to magnetize your mind and infuse your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, If you have any prayer petitions, you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to the Old Ship of Zion. Overseer Janice Ward. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, JaniceAllAboutGod@yahoo.com. Before ending, we have 8 minutes left. If you have any prayer petitions you would like to place before the throne of God, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the studio. Those numbers again, 646-200-3074, toll free number 877-598-8654. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I just thank God for allowing me to come across these airways with the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. And like I foresteed, this program has been a blessing. In your daily walk with God, you're most certainly encouraged. Send your correspondence, postcard, write a letter to God House of Deliverance, Digital Worldwide Ministry. And that station again is Block Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, JaniceAllAboutGod@yahoo.com. Till we meet across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. I will allow completion of this selection to bring our program to its conclusion. May God bless you. Bye for now.
Walking in victory. If I was you, I wouldn't let a day go by that I